Chapter 12. What's good for the goose? We slide down the rest of the way and all jump down to the ground. Ada grabs Jack and pulls him into a hug.
You fool! Devin yells at me. The goose got away!
I look up. Nellie is almost to the clouds.
Nellie?
I hear Magnus's voice boom.
Nellie! I'm coming for you!
I can see the giant's huge boots on the beanstalk. The beanstalk starts to shake. Oh no! Magnus is coming down, but the goose is going up!
Don't worry, Devin says. I have an axe. I'll chop the beanstalk down and the giant will fall to his death.
Devin has an axe? What, does he carry around an axe at all times?
No, I say. You can't. Magnus and Philippa are nice. Don't hurt him.
Devin swings the axe over his head.
The giant deserves it after what he did to my boy.
I stare at Devin. Your boy? What is he talking about?
That horrible giant killed my son,
Devin cries.
Magnus deserves to fall to his death.
Wait a minute. Suddenly, things are starting to make sense. I put my hands on my hips and glare at Devin. You set us up from the start, so that we'd take your beans and grow the beanstalk. Then we'd climb up and steal stuff to make the giant come after us, so you could chop down the beanstalk with him on it. You wanted to kill Magnus!
Devin's eyes fill with tears. It's true, he admits. It's all true.
Why didn't you just plant the beans yourself? I ask, why get us to do it? Devin looks at the ground and then up at me.
I'm too old to climb a beanstalk. I'm just a widower with a bad back.
How did your son meet Magnus in the first place? Jonah asks. Devin takes a deep breath.
A fairy gave my son Eldon 10 magic beans.
The fairy! No wonder she wasn't in this story. She was in a different story, Eldon's.
Eldon used 5 of the magic beans to grow the beanstalk, Devin said. He snuck into the giant's castle and tried to steal a bunch of stuff. But instead of having mercy, the giant killed him. All I got was a note.
A note? I ask.
Devin nods. The note said, Your son snuck into the castle. Now he is dead. It was signed Magnus the Giant.
Oh, Magnus, really?
Philippa scolds from a quarter of the way down the beanstalk.
What kind of note is that?
I'm not good at writing letters,
Magnus says sheepishly.
And you weren't home, so I had to write the note myself.
Wait, I call up to him. What happened that day, Magnus?
I smelled the boy in the castle, Magnus explains. I did want to eat him, but Philippa told me that was wrong years ago and made me promise I'd never hurt a human child. I kept my word.
Liar!
Devin yells up.
Then how did my Eldon die at your hand? Not at my hand,
Magnus responds.
The boy was trying to climb into the cabinet to get my gold coins, and he fell from the cabinet to the floor. That's quite a distance for a human boy.
That's true. We know that firsthand.
I heard the thud, Magnus continues. I knew he was dead, and I felt terrible. So I wrote a note and then buried him myself.
Oh, poor Eldon. Poor Magnus.
What a sad story,
Ada says, dabbing under her eyes. Very. I turn to the traitor. Devin, you now know what really happened. Devin sniffles, but he doesn't say anything. Maybe Devin and Magnus can reach a truce now.
And Magnus, I call up, we're very sorry we stole your gold and tried to steal Nellie. That was wrong.
Keep the gold, Magnus says. I have plenty. At least you brought back the harp. And I'm just so grateful that we have Nellie where she belongs.
Squawk!
Nellie says. Thank you, Magnus, I say. That's very generous of you. Magnus? Jonah calls up.
Yes?
The giant says.
So you don't really turn people's bones into bread?
Jonah asks. Magnus laughs.
Of course not. That's just an old song my dad used to sing to me before he died.
My dad died too, Jack says. Sorry for your loss.
And yours, young man, Magnus says. And yours, Devin,
he adds. We're all silent for a moment.
Devin?
Magnus asks.
What?
Devin mutters.
Since your son used 5 of the magic beans, and then Abby, Jonah, and Jack used the other 5, there's no more, right?
Magnus asks.
Well, I do have one more,
Devin says.
Abby, Jonah, and Jack only used 4, but I don't want anything to do with beanstalks ever again. Here,
he says, pulling the bean from his pocket.
I'll throw it up to you so that no one can ever get to your castle without your permission again.
Devin winds his arm like a baseball player and tosses up the bean. I watch it sail higher and higher until it goes through a cloud. Magnus's huge arm darts out from the top of the clouds and his hand snatches up the bean.
Got it!
Magnus calls.
So maybe you can chop down the beanstalk, now that you don't have a beef with me anymore?
Okay, Devin agrees.
We have a truce. And this time, I really mean it. Let's chop this thing down. You two climb back up to the top first,
he tells Magnus and Philippa.
Hey, Magnus,
Jack calls up.
Can I ask you something?
How'd you get so rich anyway?
Philly and I stayed in school and then both worked very hard every day until our retirement.
Magnus explains,
we squirreled away quite a lot of savings.
So that's how you bought the goose and the harp? I ask.
Actually, we found Nellie as a stray baby goose wandering around the clouds. We put up lost gosling ads in other kingdoms, but no one claimed her. She's been with us ever since, years now. As for the harp, that was a gift from my brother Morty.
Wow. So Philippa and Magnus really did come by all their wealth honestly. I'm so glad we learned the truth about them. The beanstalk shakes as Magnus and Philippa make their way back up through the clouds.
Okay, we're on the cloud walkway,
Magnus shouts down to us. Bye, Magnus and Philippa, I call up to the giants. Thanks for understanding.
Bye, dear,
Philippa calls back. Devin picks up the axe.
Eldin sure loved chopping wood,
he says. I gave him an axe for his birthday. Tears well in his eyes.
Aw, Ada says. There, there, Devin. You take a breather. I'll chop down the beanstalk. I've been chopping wood on my own for years.
Ada takes the axe and gives the beanstalk 5 good whacks. It comes falling down in the far side of the field with a thud.
I'll chop it up a little every day, Ada says. Maybe we can make a pottage out of it.
Or a fort,
Jonah suggests. Ada smiles.
We'll see.
Well, Jonah and I had better get home, I say, looking at my watch. I turn to where Devin is standing with Prince. Finally, Prince is ours again. Come on, Prince, time to go. It's almost 7 a.m. there, and we don't even know how to get home.
Where is home?
Jack asks.
A place called Smithville,
Jonah says.
How do you get there? Another magical beanstalk?
Ada asks. No, I say, but it does involve magic. We need to find a regular object that turns purple and swirls. Let me know if you see anything like that. As soon as possible. The 3 of us have to get going for real. Devin steps forward in front of Prince.
Sorry, but you can't take Prince. You still owe me something for him.
He has to be kidding. After all this?
Devin, come on,
I say, my annoyance bubbling over. He lifts his chin.
The giants have their riches and Nelly the goose. Jack has the gold coins. And what do I have?
He hangs his head.
Nothing. Except for sweet, cute Prince.
He kneels down and scoops up Prince, petting him and cooing at him.
That is our dog.
We don't have anything to trade you for him, I say. You saw what happened with the goose.
Oh, well, Devon responds. I'm very sorry, but like you guys said, a deal is a deal. Come, Prince, time to go home. To my house.
Devon starts to walk away with Prince in his arms. Prince looks back at me and Jonah.
Woof, woof!
He barks, tilting his head to the left and then to the right. But Devon keeps walking ahead.
No!